The National Prosecuting Authority having provisionally withdrawn Duduzane Zuma's corruption charges. The NPA says it's unable to continue with the case for now because former Deputy Finance Minister Mcebisi Jonas's evidence at the Zondo Commission hasn't been finalised. So we made a call to the Hawks to find out what's happening with their probe. Spokesperson Brigadier Hangwani Mulaudzi joins us on the line now. Thank you very much for your time on the programme, Hangwani. So Duduzane Zuma has been caught up in a series of legal battles, as we know. Just for the purposes of clarity, can you please just tell us what the nature of these charges were that were withdrawn today?
Well, look, the matter has not been closed. If we, like you said, it was provisionally withdrawn. And I think for us to be able to go into details of that charge sheet, it would be a wrong thing to do. The mere fact of is that we have come to an agreement between ourselves and then NPA, that of course, because there is that evidence that was led at the commission, there are other issues that might crop up to be able to fortify or to strengthen our case. It would be better for us to be able to give that a chance in order to make sure that we gather all the information, maybe that it would be able to assist us as part and parcel of the investigation.
So let me understand this. You can't tell us what charges you withdrew today. Is that right?
No, that's what I'm saying, is that it's going to be very difficult for us to be able to give you those charges, but it relates...
I mean, I'm just asking you to sum up what charges you withdrew today. How difficult is that?
Well, No. I won't get into those details, but I'm saying it's issues. That's why I'm answering you, madam. It's issues relating to issues of corruption. That's one we can confirm. But as to how many charges and all those kind of things, I don't have those details.
All right. How far were you able to go in your investigation before you withdrew the charges? Before the NPA withdrew the charges, rather?
Well, I don't think we would be where we were if we did not have the facts. I mean, we took the Duduzane to court. We did present the charge sheet to the magistrate, our intention. And we were granted a postmortem date. So it means then that we had all the facts that we had at that time. But I'm sure that because of this new development that transpired at the commission, the team then decided to provisionally withdraw this case pending the finalization of this matter.
So, of course, the NPA is arguing it provisionally withdrew the charges because it's waiting for Mcebisi Jonas to finish testifying at the Zondo Commission. Now, I don't understand why the Hawks or the NPA would have to wait for that testimony when you are investigators, and it seems to me it's your job to go and get that statement from Mcebisi Jonas yourselves.
Well, we could do that. I think there are provisions within the criminal justice...
Of course they are. So why didn't you do it?
That can provide that assistance. But I'm sure it's something that, I wouldn't have, information prior to that as to why maybe they wouldn't go that route.
No, come on. Are you kidding me? Hangwani, are you actually kidding me? You're telling me that it is your job to investigate this, but you haven't done it because you're waiting for an outside commission to do your work. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm sure there were a lot of areas that were... or many areas that were followed in terms of making sure that they get that information that they get. I don't think we will be able to take this decision arbitrarily because somebody does not want to cooperate. So hence I'm saying it's in the interest of justice that the team will have to go back and see how best they can be able to sit down with whatever information that is still outstanding. But to say that we do not follow, the due processes in terms of investigations, I think that is not fair at all.
Have you interviewed Mcebisi Jonas?
Sorry?
Have you interviewed Mcebisi Jonas?
Well, we do have the affidavit, of course.
But have you spoken to him?
Yes, we have.
You have, so you've interviewed him. So what's the holdup with the case? Why do you need him to go and testify before the Zondo Commission when you already have information from him?
Remember, the NPA, they are the ones who will be able to give advice on that. We are done with our investigations, and they are the ones who will be able to take that forward.
So you are convinced from your side, from the Hawks side, that your investigation is complete. You've handed all the information you could possibly glean from this probe into these charges, and you've now handed them over to the NPA. Is that correct?
Of course. That is the procedure. The procedure that we do the investigations, and the MPA as an independent body, they are the ones who will do the prosecution.
All right, but your investigation is complete. You're happy that it's complete.
Correct, ma'am.
All right, because that of course is what is the question as to whether you as the Hawks have not finished investigating this, or whether the NPA has had to withdraw charges because it's sitting with an incomplete investigation from your side.
Well, from our side, that's what I'm saying. From our side, I don't think we would be where we were in terms of taking the suspect to court. I mean, we cannot just take a suspect to court without having finalized the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a proper docket and then a proper charge sheet to be able to convince the court that this person might have committed a crime. So that is the procedure. So for them to be able to now decide on withdrawing the case, it obviously there are reasons that they have brought forward, and I think they agreed with the investigator. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
All right. Thanks very much for your side of the story, Brigadier Hangwani Mulaudzi from the Hawks.